This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Sew Here Box Refresh Edition. The Sew Here Box is a collection of curated sewing tools that you'll love to have in your sewing studio. We haven't done one in a while, and there are only 100 boxes available. Go to sewhere.com/go/box to order yours today. That's sewhere.com/go/box.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
I'm turning off the Wi-Fi. Oh my gosh. We cannot record a corrupted podcast episode, Mom. Cannot happen. Okay. Anyway, today we are going to talk about, we're gonna base this podcast off of a blog post I wrote about maternity leggings from the Made to Measure leggings class. So this addresses, you know, what happens when you get pregnant. Generally, your belly grows quite a bit and people kept asking, hey, can you, you know, use the Made to Measure leggings class for maternity leggings? And I would always say, why, yes, you can. And then in order to answer this question, I wrote a blog post. But we know the bellies happen for all sorts of reasons.
Yes,
you don't have to be pregnant. There's, you know, there's even a Facebook group. I'm not in it anymore. I left like almost every Facebook group I was in and just stayed in the ones that I like admin. But there is a Facebook group called Sewing for My Not Pregnant Belly. Okay. So people can have a belly because it's just how their body's fat and muscle tissue is distributed, or it can be due to like a medical condition, especially like a belly that varies.
Like an intermittent belly.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So you have Crohn's disease, right?
Yes, I have an intermittent belly, and it's not a joke. Like it. Well, remember, I think we were in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And we got off the airplane, and I didn't fit in any of my clothes.
Right.
And I was like, Mallory, I can't go tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't have any clothes.
I had to talk you off the ledge somewhere else, yeah. Not San Antonio.
Oh, maybe it was St. Louis.
I think it was just St. Louis.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, we were supposed to go that night to the opening ceremonies or whatever, and I could not wear what I was – I just went to put it on, and it was like there were somebody else's pants.
Like – you know, I'd find that way more challenging than a maternity belly.
I mean, it was like the pants didn't meet by like 3 or 4 inches. I mean, it was like, you know, and I had, you know, just worn them like the day before or what, you know, the week before.
Yeah, so that's in case anybody doesn't know, Crohn's is a disease that can affect your GI tract at any point, but a lot of people...
It's usually a surprise when it happens,
right, too. But a lot of people will, you know, have this, like, kind of in the gut, you know, intestine area, you know, some kind of issue that affects them there. And you've had surgery.
Yes.
And that has caused, like...
Well, they do that, too. They rip your muscles apart and don't put them back together.
There you
know?
Go. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, people would always ask this, and I would say, yes, you can use the leggings class as maternity leggings, because we produced this class while I was pregnant, actually.
Yes, we did.
And we published it while I was pregnant. So I just wanted to talk about this a little bit, that really you don't have to do much different when you're making yourself maternity leggings as opposed to when you are not pregnant. And then if you are someone who has a belly, you really shouldn't worry a whole lot about, like, is this pattern going to accommodate my belly? Because you're going to measure.
Right.
And that it's going to work. And if you do have what we are calling like an intermittent belly, or, you know, a belly that can come and go or something, that can easily be accommodated by fabric choice.
Well, I was going to say, and that's how I handle mine, is fabric choice. Mm-hmm. So if I feel like I have blown up, you know.
Yeah.
Or I also have some leggings where I have not put the mesh waistband.
Yeah, we're going to, hold on, getting ahead of the game. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
So how I talk.
She starts talking to me. She eyeballs me and, like, she wants me to talk.
Wait a minute.
And then whatever I say, she doesn't like.
We'll get there. It's going to be great. Okay, so what I want to talk about first is just to reassure everybody. They're like, now, wait a minute. What are you talking about? How can you make, you know, leggings for someone without a belly and with a belly and, you know, with a belly that comes and goes? Like, what black magic is this? Okay. So really, with your belly, with your butt, on these leggings, either way, what you get to do in this class is you get to measure your rise. And so in the case of a belly, it's the front rise, okay?
So now your pants are backwards.
That's right.
And I belly looks like your butt.
I talk about this in a live broadcast. I kind of draw these crotch curves, and I'm like, well, conventional patterns will kind of assume your butt's bigger than your belly, and the back will be higher than the front. And then if you are the reverse of that for whatever reason, well, your front's going to be bigger than your back. And so we talk about that. And just measure. Just follow the instructions in the measuring video. Now, in the measuring video, it's you measuring yourself. Okay? So just imagine that ZD is 8 months pregnant and she puts the tape measure, you know, on her belly. Now, this is where I want to talk about. This is so funny to me that people get really passionate about whether or not they want their leggings to come, or their underwear, to come up over the belly.
Right.
Or to be under the belly.
Right. And sometimes it changes.
That's like right.
When I remember I was wearing low pants, of course, this was 100 years ago when I was having children, right? I guess you're not quite 100.
I'm 100.
But so 40 years ago.
I am not 40 yet.
No, but other people are. 40 years ago when I started being pregnant, not all pants were high-waisted. There were some low pants, you know, whatever, hip huggers we called them and things like that. But when I got pregnant, I could not stand that. I wanted it up over my belly.
Yeah, so you will probably, if you're a pregnant
person.
I
wore my underpants under my belly and my pants over my belly.
That seems to be how I did it. Now, I did make underpants that went over my belly, but I wore those more for, like, sleeping and lounging.
Right.
I would sometimes wear them under.
Or the dress.
Yeah. But I would sometimes wear them under clothing. Mm-hmm. But, like, I did, well, this is so embarrassing. I think I'm wearing some right now. I am wearing 5-year-old underwear. All right. I need to make some new underwear. And they do go under the belly. Okay. So anyway, should make some underwear. I've published an underwear pattern. But like my size has been changing a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and I've just felt like I didn't want to make them. So anyway, whatever.
I hate to make something if I think like I'm going to just to destroy it real quick, too.
Well, that's kind of these are working fine for now and like things that, but you know, if I made
new... But do you have good underwear and bad underwear?
I don't really. Okay.
I do.
I did not sign up to talk about this right now.
But this is a, this. Like, okay.
No.
It's a woman thing. If I go out of town for 3 days, I take 20 pair of underpants and I come home with like 13 or 17. Like, I don't wear them. I just take them for some sort of, I don't know, safety net.
Okay. All right. So anyway, when you measure yourself for your leggings, you're going to measure to where you want your leggings to go. So maybe you want your leggings to go right in the middle of your belly. I don't know. I mean, but you're probably going to choose one or the other, over or under.
Well, over the navel, under the navel, you know, very low.
Mine went like up to my boobs.
Yep.
And then, everybody's belly is different, pregnant or not unpregnant, right? We had one member post a picture of a belly, and it was, I mean, it literally looked like she'd swallowed a basketball, and it was low, like the belly didn't start until it was way under her ribs.
I used to get mad at those people that look like that. I got jealous because mine started under my boobs and went, like, it was my whole body.
Yes, yes. So that was me, too.
And yeah. I thought when I looked at those people that they must be more comfortable than me.
Oh, you think that they didn't have, like, as bad a heartburn or something? Yeah, possible.
Which was absolutely an assumption on my
part. Quite possible. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you're going to choose where you want those to go, and you're going to measure. So your front rise accommodates whatever volume is on the front of your body, whether it's from, you know, having Crohn's disease, being pregnant, whatever. So I just want everybody to know that it's not some like special, you know, thing. Okay. So you're going to use that. Now let's take a quick break and let's get into fabrics and the finishing techniques. ZD, are you ready for another Sew Here box?
Yeah, we haven't done one in quite a while.
Can you tell the folks at home what exactly is a Sew Here box?
A Sew Here box is a collection of useful sewing tools, an exclusive swag created by the world's funniest and most knowledgeable sewing podcaster.
You mean us?
Oh, well, I'll include you, yes.
I think it's a pretty good description. This Sew Here box is the refresh edition. It includes some old standby favorites that you might have used up or that you wouldn't mind having duplicates of. Or if you're new to the Sew Here box, you might not have any of these things, like ZD's favorite scissors, cotton organdy, power shaper net, and magic mauve thread.
Plus, I hear we're including some refreshing swag this time.
That's right. I can't wait for everyone to see it. We're only shipping 100 of these boxes, and there are just 40 boxes left at the time of this recording. Go to sewhere.com/go/box to get yours today. Sewing
out loud. It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Okay, and we're back. All right, this is where I did write this down. You're getting on me in the last podcast about, like, writing things down. I made a pair of these leggings out of double-brushed poly from L.A. Finch Fabrics, and they lasted me, according to this blog post, from week 17 to 37.
That's pretty good. I assume you delivered at week 37.
I think I delivered it, like,
something
like that. So they fit me all through my pregnancy because they were made of this very stretchy
fabric. A light,
fabric.
Stretchy fabric. Yes. Right.
And so if this is where, okay, I'm going to make maternity leggings, I want them to last through my pregnancy, right, or I'm a person who has a belly that goes up and down and up and down, you got to choose a stretchy fabric if you want to, like, you know, be comfortable. And double brush poly out there is one of the most, I mean, it's a really stretchy fabric that has really good recovery.
It does. Yeah,
it does.
It's so soft too.
Yeah. And I know some people won't like it for everything all the time, but I would recommend getting it. And you know what? I wore these black ones as pants.
Right.
Okay. So we talked about this in the last podcast too. I don't think I would have felt comfortable personally wearing a lighter color as pants, but I felt just fine in the black ones.
Well, and double brush poly is a lightweight.
Yes, it
is
light.
I mean, you think of it mostly, me, as a dress or a shirt, unless it is a dark color.
Right. And so I'm wearing like these black leggings, and I made a couple crop tops. So that's how, so this is how tall my leggings were, like my crop top. In the space between my leggings, like 2 inches or something
so
like that.
So when Mallory and I get pregnant, we basically look like Buddha.
Yes.
So there was like no space between our boobs and our belly.
No space between that, you know, area. So you can decide, also, if you have a belly that goes up and down for another reason, you know, where you want that, you know, kind of to go, and you can make it as high as you want. So the DBP, honestly, that's my, have you made them out of anything else that you also really liked that I'm not, like, mentioning?
There have been some, you know, like nylons I've had, spandex, that were nice and soft that I would not wear pants. I might wear them to work out in. I probably wouldn't wear them
under a tunic or something.
Yeah, yeah, more like that. They're more like truly a legging and not like as pants.
Right.
Right, as truly as my outer pants. But they're so soft, you know. And the other thing, too, is which waistband are you going to choose?
Yeah, so let's I have – what I liked on these leggings, personally for this purpose, was a slim fabric band, and it didn't have any elastic in it or anything. So when I was pregnant, it was a very firm, very large belly where it was kind of holding up the leggings. So that, when I say fabric band, I mean, I think I cut it like 5 inches and then folded it over so it would end up
so
being
like a 2-ish.
Or maybe less. Yeah, maybe it was more like 4 and then it ended up being a 2 or something like that. It was pretty slim. And I didn't reinforce it with elastic, which most of the time I'd be like, hey, everybody, reinforce everything with elastic.
Well, the other thing, too, is you knew you were wearing them for a limited amount of time. So had you known maybe this was for a medical belly?
Right. This is what I'm
saying.
You would
have, like, put the elastic in because I'm going to wear these for the next 100 years.
That's right.
Right.
You know. So that is what I mentioned this in the blog post. It's like I made these leggings knowing the belly was going to get larger consistently and that it would be there to kind of hold it up. I've never made myself a pair with just the fabric band, not pregnant.
Yeah, I've made underpants like that.
Made underpants, but I don't think I trust it to hold up like normal, you know, leggings.
I think I'm like
without
too
anything
active
else.
Not to have that.
Yeah. So if I did have a, you know, well, actually, the kind of belly I have now, I enjoy the PowerNet waistband.
Yeah, I like PowerNet. I almost always, that's almost always my preference. And I can wear the PowerNet even when I have medical belly.
Yeah.
If I'm not atrocious. Like when I get atrocious medical belly, then I have to go, you know.
So I think how that could bother someone is if there's a lot of swelling, you know, like in a short period of time and they've made the PowerNet waistband. And that could be uncomfortable.
Well, and another thing, when we were talking about the height, and I'm kind of going to that, this all goes in together. So I have a surgical scar.
Right, right.
That bothered me for years if anything touched it.
Right.
You know, in fact, I could put the pants on and I thought I was fine. And I would like get in the car and be like, you know, 10 minutes from home and go, why did I wear these?
Yes.
You know, it would be just enough that the scar had just enough of an adhesion or something in there that it would start to bug it. So, you know, you need to, so if I have the mesh waistband and I make it wide enough, I'm okay. If it spans that scar.
Right, right.
You know.
Depending on where you're.
Right, depending on how long, how big your scar
is.
Well,
a lot of people.
You know, so sometimes you have to think, or you don't want the seam to come right on the scar. There's all kinds of things like that.
I made a pair of PowerNet waistband leggings that with a really tall band, and I thought I'd really like that.
Mm-hmm. And I do. Yeah.
Well, you don't make them like this. It went too low. It was like the band was going across my, like when I sat down, I was almost sitting on the band.
And actually where that, I have, you know, issues with my back. And
right.
Back pain, and where that seam is on my back can make a difference sometimes.
So the way we have you finish the leggings, if you're thinking about the made-to-measure leggings class, is with a piece of like 1-inch elastic. Okay, so this is one of the simplest ways, you know, to do it. And then there's a blog post about doing it with the PowerNet waistband.
Right.
So, you know, you can access that. And you may want to, if that one piece of elastic sounds irritating to you, you may want to try that PowerNet waistband. And then you can also change the height of it.
Yes.
Okay, so you may like it.
The height and or width.
Width, yes.
So it can be very high and not so wide, or it can be very high and very wide, or not as high and less wide. So you get to make that alteration.
Yeah, so if you do want these to last you sort of among and between and from various changes, if you're someone whose measurements like change a lot, you have to choose that stretchy fabric. And if you're measuring yourself while you're at your biggest, I maybe would think about putting a bit more negative ease in there. So we don't have you really put, quote, negative ease into these leggings. I would maybe measure yourself when you're at your smallest, if you can, just to take note, because you're using a stretchy fabric, mm-hmm. and you don't want them to fall down on you.
No.
When you are, you know, less bloated.
I have noticed, and most of my chronic pain is in my pelvis, right? Yeah. And what I have noticed is if I have a pair of pants that are too loose and I have to constantly
yes.
tug them up, it's just as uncomfortable as a pair that are too tight.
Right. The other thing is, do listen to us in the class, follow directions. And because I've made this mistake, I did not have enough vertical stretch
yes.
in one of my fabrics, okay? And actually, I can alter the leggings to make them okay, but especially if you've got, you know, this type of belly issue coming up, either a medical belly or a pregnant belly, the vertical stretch is going to be so important.
Right.
So make sure to do that. So I had a pair that I made them out of a wool blend activewear fabric. And fabric, super awesome. It's almost like a French terry, but it has kind of like a nylonish outside, and it's made of merino wool, which is supposed to be like the most magical fabric in the entire world or whatever. And I made them actually too long, okay? And the fabric doesn't have a lot of vertical stretch. And what I had to do was shorten them because I had lost a little weight. So I'd lost some length in my torso, lost some belly. And then I had to tighten them up
yeah.
so that they would stay up because
yeah.
they were, my body was pulling them down.
Right.
Okay. So since it didn't have an, I know that this may not make a whole lot of sense if you've not drafted these or if you're not as familiar with fabric as I am, but I had to tighten them up in order to make them not pull down, you
right.
know, does that make sense? That was a good way of explaining it. That makes sense. So I had to put in some more negative ease than we normally would have told
right.
people to do. But I'll put on, I still have pairs of leggings that we made from our test runs. And I notice that some made out of different fabrics still fit me better than others.
Right.
You
well,
know,
I think we always have things. Fabrics we prefer.
Oh, yeah. yeah. And that we just talked about the Rhapsody, okay, on the last podcast. And like with these leggings, when people make them out of double brush poly, sometimes they actually get too much length.
Yeah.
Because double brush poly is so stretchy.
And it likes to kind of grow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah it does. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have a belly, you may actually have the opposite problem where when you make a pair out of DBP, you'll put them on before you put your waistband on, and you'll end up shortening your rise a little bit. Because
right.
you'll be like, oh my gosh, I put these on, and they do go up over my
boobs.
I
think another thing that happened with the M2M, what happens with the M2M leggings when someone's first drafting and they're disappointed, like maybe in their crotch area or something, is they have used a really, really inadequate fabric.
Yeah.
Like it didn't have, I thought it didn't matter. You know, it was just my muslin, but it doesn't have that much vertical stretch or, you're going to have to, usually you can wear your muslin.
Yeah, a lot of times you can if you've made it
out
of appropriate fabric.
I mean, I've always been able to wear all of mine. Maybe if I had to alter them a little bit or something,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I had to add length in the waistband,
right.
you know, or something. But, we have actually had to say to some people that keep sending us pictures and we're trying to,
got to use a different fabric.
Tell us about your fabric.
Right.
Well, I got it at a garage sale. You know, here's another thing. If you buy fabric and it's really, and it winds up that it's old and it's not been taken
right.
care of or stored right, you know, the spandex and everything is just messed up.
Yeah, if we're relying, and, you know, like all leggings patterns and ours too, you know, if we're relying on some stretch, then we got to make sure that the thing that gives our
right.
fabric stretch is, you know, appropriately working, or that we've chose an appropriate amount or whatever. Because that's what happens with me, or what happened with me with those leggings, is they would just creep down
right.
as I was walking.
Well, and that's what you'll get
you know?
A lot of times in a ready-made.
Mm-hmm.
is you get the creep down because
it's not high enough.
Right. You can get them on. Yeah. And yeah, oh, you think they fit. And then you walk a little bit or you sit down and you get up. And all of a sudden, they're creeping down. There's not enough fabric in them to accommodate you.
The other thing is, if you are, you know, generally, I think of a maternity belly as being a little bit harder sometimes than a medical belly that goes up and down. Because when they go up and down, sometimes they're hard, sometimes they're softer, sometimes,
okay,
you know, it changes.
My medical belly is like a freaking watermelon.
Yeah. Okay. So it can be hard and then it can be soft. So I just
when
wanted,
it gets soft, I know it's going away.
Yes. So when that happens, that is maybe when you want to put in a little bit of negative ease, you may want to take that up a little bit. But just, you know, every bellies are so different on everyone because it's such a soft area.
Well, and bellies are a different shape, and they start in different places. Mm-hmm. So my pregnant belly started very high.
Right.
You know, because, of course, the muscles, you don't have the muscles when you're pregnant. So I do have some musculature there now. So it is different. Mm-hmm. It is different. I feel it tends to be lower.
Well, yeah, you know, the uterus is in a different place than the intestines, or whatever you're working with. So
yeah, it's a different organ that's blown up.
Yes, exactly. So don't be surprised if you have to make a few adjustments, but they are just that, they're adjustments, and you don't have to be.
And just, I mean,
you know, it should be no different necessarily.
This conversation, honestly, should help you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got a belly, deal
it's
with
okay.
it.
Let's
go. Let's figure out what we're gonna do.
You got a belly, let's measure it.
Let's deal with it. Let's dress it the way we need to.
Right.
We want it to be comfortable. Maybe we want it to look better. There's all that. You can do this.
Yes.
You can do this.
And, you know, you can be frank, like, okay, I do not like it when things are on my belly like this. Because I did some live broadcasts in my underwear that came up over my belly, and people are like, oh my God, that looks so uncomfortable, like so much fabric. And I'm like, actually, this is kind of like what I like, you know. And, oh, well, and then there's like an argument about double brush poly. Some people like hate to wear it, and some people love to wear it. But, as you know, if you can talk it out and you can figure out what you like and figure out your taste, then you can make the garment that you enjoy. I actually normally really love that heavier cotton spandex.
And I am not crazy about cotton spandex, I have to say.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little heavy.
Okay. I really love it. But it was not a good choice while I was pregnant because it did not give the stretch.
It doesn't give the stretch.
I couldn't wear it as long.
Yeah.
I
don't know why you know, it's just not my preference.
Yeah, I like a lot of the nylon.
I like
slick
a nylon poly
like.
Blend, honestly. Yeah. I like nothing that's natural.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Which is strange that I think that. I like swimsuit spandex a lot.
Yes,
I do. I like the feel. I like the weight of them. Some people, like in Ariel, don't like the shiny. They think mm-hmm. they're too slick. That doesn't bother me. I don't mind the slick. You know, so everybody has their own preferences.
So, you know, at the recap of all this is there's a measurement that's taken that will accommodate your belly. If your belly does change, maybe try and take measurements during some different phases and see if there's any information you might want to use.
And I think the other thing, especially with the pregnant belly, is – maybe you can't wear the same pair of leggings from like week 6 to week 38 or 40. You may have to have two sizes in there. Now, Mallory said from 17 weeks to 37 weeks, which was 20 weeks. And that seems pretty reasonable because by 17 weeks, especially you were on your second baby too, you were pretty pooched out.
Yeah, and I had commercial... We are not talking about how commercial maternity leggings are made.
Right.
Which are fine, too. Okay. And I did own some of those, but it was a different season this go around. And so I made them instead of buying them, and I didn't want to use my previous ones. So anyway, just get that real stretchy fabric, and you may be, by the time you're ready to get into a different type of clothing.
Right.
you may be ready to make a pair.
Well, and the nice
thing,
I mean, even if you say you have to make, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three, you'll need them on the way back down, too.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. I wore these leggings forever afterwards. And, you know, and they started to get too big, and I, like, rolled them, and I was like, whatever. I don't care, you know. And so it was just fine. Okay. So I just want to let everyone know that no matter your belly or its source or whatever, you can make M2M leggings. And you can get that class at sewhere.com/leggings.
A happy, happy belly.
Okay. Sewhere.com/leggings. Like, mom's interrupting my landing page.
God, she's really, really after me today. Go ahead.
Okay, ZD, take
where would you like to land?
Take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com. It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.